Oh no! We discovered that the curse of Lothinlot was caused by the mayor accidentally exchanging his daughter for the town's happiness. That is very bad, and I will not stand for it. I mean, if everyone else is also not standing for it. And now a pack of rioting gnomes is at Town Hall. I'm sure Chip, Jay, and I, Gillian Tidestrider, will solve this easily and nothing will go wrong. But there's always a chance. We'll just have to roll with it.
Welcome back to Just Roll With It. Today we're going to be playing D&D. I'm Grizzly, and I'm your DM.
I'm Bisley, and I play Chip. Chip.
Very brave of you.
I'm Condi, and I play Jay Farron.
Halt! Who go? Stop! Whoop! I'm Charlie Sly. Whoop! I play Gillian Tidestripe.
Let me deal with this.
Goodbye. How was that? Was that any good? Was that good?
I didn't realize that that song was the song used for that meme, and now I have to take you off the play.
Hey guys, and I'm Charlie, otherwise known as Slime Skull. I play Gillian Tidestrider.
Last we left off, the three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, swam through the Royal Ocean after blowing up your boat, arriving on the island of Lothinlot. You discovered that the town on this island, Mornstead, was full of people stuck in a state of forced laughter and joy. Gillian then found that he could cure this like a disease, but only before it entered its final stage, which you experienced first with a woman in Old Man Earl's tavern, and second, just outside the tavern, against old bald men gone mad. After this struggle, a battle with the highest stakes of your entire lives collectively, you were met with Mayor Roland Laughlin. Noticing you were all seemingly capable and looking a bit worn out and desperate, he requested to speak to you all privately at Town Hall the next day. Despite your suspicions, and with the motivation of a promised reward of help, you agreed to meet him, and proceeded to rest for the night. However, through your night's rest, something took a hold of all of you.
Oh shit, yeah. Oh fuck, I forgot.
Jay was tormented by repeating night terrors stemming from problems of her past. Gillian woke up as a broken version of himself, feeling doubtful and depressed. And Chip awoke with an aggressive, uncontrollable tremor in his hands. On your way out, Gillian freed Old Man Earl from his shackles of euphoria, and with an ill feeling churning in your stomach, you made your way to Town Hall. Once inside, you freed another person, this time the lovely receptionist, and then entered the mayor's office. During this meeting, you learned that Mayor Roland, with good intentions, made a deal with a mysterious, mystical man deep in the woods of this island, a transaction of something of equal importance to the mayor for the prosperity of the town. However, your meeting was cut short as your questions were interrupted by the sound of a large wooden doors being bursted open from outside this office. Gillian and Chip crashed through the closed window, leaving Jay behind with the mayor. As you two turned the corner of the building, you found a large group of gnomes dressed in black leathers gathered at the entrance. You heard one of them shout, and that is where we pick back up, baby!
Woo! Okay.
Woo!
So, as you two are approaching this group, you see one of these gnomes, only slightly taller than the rest, stack a few crates with help from the people around him and climb on top of them. He raises a torch stick above his glistening, slick, black pompadour, and his baby blue eyes enthrall the crowd that he leads.
Okay.
No. He turns to face the door and shouts that you heard at the end of last session. Get out here, man. You're not gonna be walking in no more. Jay, you're still with the mayor, and you guys are running up to this crowd. You are running up, you guys see that some of the townsfolk have actually trailed this group as they has walked their way down the street and are forming a crowd a little bit of ways away from their group.
Just watching it.
Uh-huh. Others are exiting buildings nearby or peeking their heads through the windows to see the commotion. And the group of gnomes all have an assortment of weapons and destructive devices, such as pitchforks, shovels, Molotovs, torch sticks, etc. The gnome that has climbed up onto the top of the crates, as the doors you have seen have been just bursted open, splintering some of the wood. He looks inside and he says, "That's a natural." He looks inside and he says, "Hey, get out of here, gorgeous! You don't want to be caught in the crossfire." And then he lights his torch above his head. And you can see now, as you guys are getting closer to this group, he's actually talking to the receptionist that you had cured earlier. You see her face. You just get a glimpse as she quickly scurries from out behind the desk. She looks fearful, and he takes notice of this because as he turns around to face the crowd, he does a double take, and he says, "Wait a second. How are you like that?" And she just runs off.
Okay, yeah, Chip, you see Gillian start to raise his hand.
I want to immediately pull it down and say, "Gil, can we please stay out of this one?"
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Chip, do you have
any...
I'm
in the office. Oh, God.
Do you have any scheme for this?
Okay. Leather guys, fire, no.
Lots of sharp things.
Run,
could you
maybe.
Could you just steal all their things so they don't have them anymore?
That's a lot of things, Gil. I don't know if I'm going to be able to steal that many.
Thought you were a pirate.
Well, I am a pirate.
Pirates are supposed to plunder, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, not this time.
You guys see the gnome on top of the crates raise and pump the torch up twice, and you hear him go, "The mayor has stepped over this town for too long. Another one bites the dust every sunrise. We got friends and family going mad."
I wanna.
Oh, this laughter!
Yes.
And you hear the gnomes in front of them aren't laughing, but the crowd behind, a little bit of ways away, and the people who are looking through the windows, they're still chuckling, they're still laughing, they still look like they're stuck. But this group of gnomes, they're all eyes furrowed and anger. And he says, "Oh, this laughter. But not a single one of you happy. We will get on the name of my book of family. Retribution."
You know, Chip, he does have a pretty good point.
All right, Gil, I got a plan. I wanna step forward and just kind of like, just follow my lead. And I wanna step forward and kind of go, "Yeah, down with the mayor."
Yes, down with
yes!
the man.
Yes, I wanna like try and bolster the crowd more.
You're crazy.
Go up next to that guy, and I want to stand up next to him. I want to put my arm around him. "For too long, this town has been stepped on." And
yes.
And what else happened? And
yes,
everyone's
we have been downtrodden. We cannot allow this to go on. We must strike with haste against this villain.
Yes. All
right. So roll. Chip, roll a persuasion check with advantage, and while you're doing that, Jay, what are you going to do as this has happened?
Okay,
as
this happens. They just jumped out the window for me. I'm like, "Oh god, what the fuck is going on in here?"
I'm getting unironically into it.
You look over, you see the mayor is wide-eyed, and then he quickly scurries underneath his desk.
Yeah, hide, maybe jump out the window too and like run the opposite direction.
Don't want to go out there!
Yeah, okay, fine. Oh,
I recognize that voice.
I hear them yelling outside. I hear Chip yelling, bolstering the crowd. Yeah, like, you do. Oh my god. What the fuck are they doing?
14, and with that, I wanna yell, "Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I saw him making a break for it for the ocean."
Okay, you roll with advantage, right?
Yes, that was 14 with advantage.
Alrighty. Jay, go on.
Okay. Yeah, you stay, I'll deal with this. And I start walking towards the front door, I guess. I'm just kind of like, oh god, what do I do?
Join our revolution, Jay!
with a torch, and I'm like screaming at the crowd, like, I'm up there with them.
I walk in front of, like, I am surrounded by the double door there. You know, like, it is like a framing mm-hmm. for me. And it mm-hmm. just kind of zooms in on me. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
We are seizing back the means of production, Jay.
No, you're not. What the hell? You're doing an uprising against the... He's not even in there right now, for God's sake. Jesus, ooh. You try to help a town once. Holy shit. Okay, everybody listen up. Everybody. I pulled a medal. A medal out of my pocket. My name is Jay Farron of the Navy. We're gonna spread out. Everybody get the fuck away from here. Right now.
But what about our revolution?
Not today, Gil. Jay, I'm trying to help you people.
Okay.
Roll an intimidation check.
Okay. What the fuck is that? That's a natural 20.
Oh my god.
You did, damn.
I didn't think that would work.
Me neither, to be honest.
Chip, you walk over and you start trying to lift the crowd and become part of this this group. Obviously, as you guys get closer and you start yelling out these things about the mayor, the one that's on top of the crates who's giving this sort of motivational or inspirational hoorah to the people, the gnomes that he leads, he sees you two walk up and he's like, I don't know. And then, I don't know, you guys. And then as you are trying to get his attention, Jay comes from the entrance of Town Hall and starts yelling,
get the fuck out of here, you're all morons.
Get off my lawn!
Get off my lawn,
kids!
Basically, coming to this doorway and pulling out a police badge and that's what you're essentially trying to do, right? With this,
yes,
with this intimidation.
I'm trying to do a show of authority, kind of.
The way,
deal.
Yeah, the way that it sounds is you're trying. Are you trying to scare them off?
Yes, totally.
Okay,
or at
you
least
see
calm them down to the point where I can explain further. At the very least, is my goal.
Okay, the gnomes themselves, the group, after you yell this out, which echoes throughout the town, and your area, the one that is on top of the crates, he turns around and slowly looks at you, and you can see. He goes, wait a minute, I know you. And he looks a little shaken up now that you have mentioned being a part of the Navy.
Yeah, we met at the tavern.
So this mean is true? Man, is it working with the Navy after all?
No, not, he's not working with the Navy, we're just here to help. We heard rumors of just bad shit happening here, and obviously they're true. We're here to try to stop it. We can cure the disease, actually. Gil, you can cure the disease. Show them.
I'm just chilling here.
What are you doing? I kick him forward into the crowd with everyone watching around him.
Okay.
Come on, Gil, this is like.
Come on, you got it. Just do
trying
the
to stop thing. A violent insurrection here, Gil. Any
to...
second.
Guys, I'm nervous. I don't think it's coming out.
No, buddy, you got it. You got it.
Oh my god.
No, I'm having trouble with everyone's
okay.
watching. I can't
he's
get it out.
He's a little shy. He's a little shy. But he can do it. He can. I've seen him do
he
it.
He can.
I've done it
before.
He lots
did it to the
before.
Receptionist. The lady, she just ran away. Oh no.
No. And he looks, he looks back at the group and he said, and he makes a hand motion to just kind of, now hold on a second. These are obstacles I did not account for in the plan, everyone. Just back up a minute. He looks at you, Jay.
Stop walking here.
All right, we don't... now, we're just walking here. This is between...
Yeah, you better be walking somewhere else here in a fucking moment.
You don't understand. This is between me. I mean, this is between the town and the mayor. We don't want to... There's no reason to get the...
So
what's he been doing with
me.
The Navy?
What did the mayor do?
I mean, he's the cause of this disease. I suppose he didn't know that.
I guess all the gnomes are immune. So for, I mean, I heard him. Bring him out here because I heard him. I overheard him. He goes to the forest at least every week, maybe twice. He disappears. I tried to follow him, but I lost sight of him at one point. He was walking here.
God damn it, man.
At some point he returned and it's just, it's too coincidental. I know he's got something to do with it, and people are dying, and he hasn't done anything about that. He doesn't even acknowledge it. I don't want to fight someone that's connected to the Navy.
Listen.
And but I if he's not think, gonna pay, somebody has to fix this. Where is he anyways?
Well, he's not in his office anymore, that's for sure. He ran somewhere. Look, there's even a hole in the glass. It's fucking dead. He jumped out a window. Listen. Just give us some time, okay? We can fix it. We can fix it. That's why we're here. We're here to fix the problem.
Yes.
Yes.
We can.
We can.
Why are you so shaky still?
Stop. Do
your thing. As you're saying this, the mayor actually steps out from around the hallway. And just sort of raises a hand behind you.
Just turn to him and I'm like, stare wide-eyed. I'm like,
it's all right. Julian, he speaks out towards the gnome. I can see that you and your... He looks behind his shoulder. Group have a lot of questions and I can't safely give and haven't been able to give all the answers. But these three, they're the key, they're a glimmer of hope. I believe they are the solution to this town's curse that has fallen upon it. Gillian, Chip, do you guys do anything?
I'm stepping back from that motherfucker so I don't get set on fire.
Bro, I'm just awkward. DM made me awkward, so I'm awkward now.
I'm still kind of in awe. Can I, like, have a reaction set up in case they try to attack him to, like, pull him out of the way?
Well, as you when you came out and yelled and basically pulled out the medal that is clearly given to heroes of the Navy. Everyone, especially the person who seemed to have been leading, who you just heard, his name is Julian. They look shooken up to the point where the morale, especially in Julian, and especially with that check... has almost been completely crushed by just your appearance and what you have yelled. So there's no... while the tension is obviously there, the hostility has, at least for the moment, been backpedaled.
Okay.
You do have all of their attention.
Yeah, Jay is kind of like breathing a little bit heavily. She did not think that was going to work.
hear the mayor.
I give Jay a little say some shit nudge.
Okay. Well, I have everybody's attention. Okay, good. Listen. There's a man in a hut in a forest, and he is the one who caused all this, not the mayor. It was... He had good intentions. You know, he wanted to help everybody. He lost his daughter because of it. Weird.
Wait. Julian speaks up. What's this about Abigail? Is that true?
I just kind of look towards the mayor.
The mayor looks at you,
gives you a slight nod and looks back towards Julian and says,
I know you two were close. And while I haven't been forthright of her whereabouts, and I haven't had an immediate solution to the predicament we are faced with, I can assure you now that I have a possible answer.
And then he eyes Chip and Gillian and then looks back at Jay.
Listen, he's lost a lot. It seems like everybody here has lost a lot, and I understand how you feel, obviously. You know, it's not easy being diseased like this and feeling nothing but joy and happiness. I mean, that sounds really great on the outside, actually, but regardless, you know, it's not uncurable. There's other answers. You don't need to resort to violence. It's not the only answer. We can help.
Yeah.
What she said.
Julian looks down to you two. Well, whose side are you on, anyways?
I don't know, man. Who's winning?
What? Shit, not us.
So not yours.
So what's this about a man in the forest? Is that who you keep going and talk to? He points over to the mayor.
Yes, I
have. And he looks back at you, Jay.
I have tried to reconvene multiple times. Beg for a way out as a different deal. Unfortunately, it's usually to no avail. But I have been trying. I swear it. I swear it on my daughter's life. These three are capable. I don't know where they came from.
We beat up some bald people. We're pretty awesome.
But it must be fate that they're here. I'm confident they can help Julian. So, let's just not destroy this structure. Or me.
And he sweats a little bit. All right, then. But I still don't trust you. So you just gotta go talk to the mizzle dizzle in the forest sizzle.
Something like that, yeah. I mean,
a strange way to put it.
I will adopt this slang.
I mean, yeah, hopefully we can resolve it just by talking to him, but there's no guarantees, obviously.
Some of the people behind in this group of gnomes, you hear one of them pipe up and go, "But what about our revenge?" And another one's like, "Down with the mayor!" Julian turns back around towards him. He's like, "Wait! New plan! I go with the mayor and these three into this forest and meet this man."
These three?
I nod towards Chip.
Oh, yes.
It's like wide-eyed, vibrating.
If the story checks out, well then, all's well that ends well. But if he's a liar, and turns out to be that greedy son of a bitch, well then we'll get what's mine. My people will find your people and we'll be just like this. Same thing next week, meet back here, same time.
Sounds like
reconvene.
I don't, that makes sense.
I don't plan on being here that long.
Us versus you.
Probably
won't fire.
Yeah, you know, it's.
Yeah, sure.
Fire sounds cool.
You know, if he's lying, I mean, I'm not. You know, it's,
we might be busy that day.
we really. Yeah, whatever. Okay, yeah, anyway. Hut and forest. That's where the solution to our problems lies, okay? I don't think this guy can do anything about it. Look at him. He's shaking. He's trembling. He's more shaky than fucking Chip is. My God.
Are you pointing to the mayor when you say this? He's just vibrating. So shaky. However, I can lead you to the last place I spoke with him. And hopefully you will find a way to deal with him. Does a little hand motion near the neck.
Awesome.
What? What is wrong with your hand?
He looks a little hesitant at Julian's proclaim to come with you. But Julian hops off the crate and snuffs out the torch and walks up towards you, Jay, and the mayor. All right, so where do we go?
I look towards the mayor. I'm like, yeah, where do we go? You said north, right?
Right. North woods. Just behind, and as you are looking, because I sort of neglected the scene here, the town hall itself is a square building of limestone, with a few steps that lead to the large doors that have been bursted open.
Mm-hmm.
And it wears the forest behind it like a coat. Like the woodland wraps around this building and sort of bleeds into the front area where you guys are. So you have like basically two entrances and into this north woods, the opposite of end of where you guys came from, which was the south woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, deep into the north woods behind town hall. That's where I found him. So whenever you're ready,
we are ready
down
now.
Please. You see the group of gnomes look confused but willing to because of what Julian has said, and he goes, head back to the place, and I'll be back, hopefully. If not, you know, 7 days or so, might want to hold a funeral or something. If I'm not, we'll get what's right. I promise. And there's kind of like a resounding agreement within that group as they simmer down and start heading back the road. The people now that have been watching this commotion, they still seem, again, joyful, but they all disperse as well.
Whew! All right, glad I could solve that one. Hey, have fun in the forest. Let me know how it goes.
You're coming with us, Chip.
All right.
Oh, you cannot weasel out of this one now, Chip.
You want me to?
Yeah.
And we're going now?
Yeah. Why not?
That's super.
I just have like a very.
Stuff. You lead the way, Mayor. Can I? Can we just the three of? Can we speak?
Everyone in these hand motions.
Take as much time as you'd like.
Hey guys, Charlie Slimesicle here. Welcome to the mid-roll. This is the part where we put all of our sponsors supporting the show.
Patreon! Is that a sponsor?
That's right! We don't have any sponsors! We're only alive thanks to our Patreon! You got it right, Grizz!
What's up, guys? It's me, Grizz, here, and I just got back from living underneath the bridge on the street in the city! But now that I have... we have just now currently hit 520 patrons, I can finally afford a tent!
Very good, Grizzly! Guys, if you want to see him get upgraded to a big... plastic box, make sure to head on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/justrollwithit. We actually have some really incredible stuff over there.
Slash just roll with it.
Oh, Chris, what do we have over there? What kind of stuff do we have over there? Tent man.
Last time,
why are you so stinky and stinky? Why are you so dirty?
Last time I visited the library and got into the computer using my friend's library card that I found. In the sewers, I saw that we have concept art for characters. We have. Oh, wait. That's not even the coolest part. The coolest part is that we have a second campaign over there run by Bisley.
He's making so much money!
It is called Just Roll With It Prime Defenders. It's a superhero campaign. You sure could use a superhero, couldn't you, Grizz?
Yes. And if you want to be my superhero, you could pledge to the Patreon. .com/just roll with it. We're just gonna roll with it.
Go on over there, guys. In the first tier, for only $5 a month, you can get access to that incredible campaign. We've already got a couple episodes out, and I am fucking thrilled to keep playing in it. I'm playing William Wisp, a kid that has the powers of a will-o-wisp and solves mysteries.
I'm playing when
and
I...
And Grizzly's homeless! Whenever, thanks, guys, so much!
Whenever I can afford, I play Dakotical! Listen, okay? The bug bites are getting intensive, man. Please just pledge to the Patreon.
Like, Grizzly
so that I can...
looks like one big welt, so please go over to Patreon. He's just a sad red lump in the ground under his head.
I'm buying cortisone by the buckets.
How can he afford it? I don't know. He spends all of his money on cortisone.
I'm so itchy.
Yes, sure. I put away that medal at this point and, like, tuck into my pocket. And she kind of looks a little bit sad and, like, and she didn't want to use that. Well, but you know.
You walk away from the mayor
well,
and Julian who are just...
incredibly sorry, confusing, but now we finally have something comprehensible. We will go to the woods, we will find the magic trickster, we will hurl him off a large ledge, and the balance will be restored.
And the balance is all fine, everything's back as it should be in this island, you know?
Okay,
and
yeah.
We're happy,
that's,
they're
that's
happy.
That's all well and good, but, I mean,
yeah.
This is not our problem! Not only are we just taking on other people's problems, but we're not solving my problem. I don't have a ship.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a pirate with no ship.
We're pirates with no ship, okay? So it's
really
not just it's
solve
just not
anything
you.
Here.
Currently, we have a place to stay. These people are the one with the more pressing problem. We're not dying
once,
of laughter every night.
I really agree with Gil for once, actually.
Yes, it is very good.
Listen, guys, I mean,
you know, I have as much sympathy as the rest of you, but I just don't see why we're going to all this trouble when, I mean, they seem capable on their own.
I don't know, are you forgetting
again, they are dying
giant,
every night.
The giant cash reward we were offered for solving this problem?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. All right, yeah, let's go. Another thing. Jay, what was
I'm so
that?
Glad you have seen the moral light.
What was up with that medal? That was a good play. You know, I wish I had thought
of
that
one.
What'd you get?
Oh, you know, it's...
Can I see it? I want to just reach in and grab it out.
No. I grab his hand as
wanna,
he reaches into my pocket.
I want to sleight of hand the shit out of it.
Oh, no.
Roll. This would be sleight of hand against perception, right? So your sleight of hand against...
Yeah. 13.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, 10.
As I'm saying that, I kind of like move my hand over towards the left and reach my other hand in to grab it to kind of like grab her attention for a sec, and I want to inspect this this metal.
Right in front of her?
Yeah. This thing is real. I want to bite it.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. Can I have that back?
Yeah, I mean,
to you, it just looks like a tapered, you know, triangle-shaped ribbon, colors of, you know, the navy, red, white, gold, and attached to it is a medallion in the shape of a star.
Well, whatever it is, it clearly commands respect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where'd you get it? Did you take this off one of the navy guys?
No, I didn't take it from a Navy guy. Oh, please, just give it back to me, please. That's all I have, okay?
You got a lot of other stuff.
No, that's...
Chip, hand Jay back the metal. It is very important to her.
Thank you, Gil.
Okay. Why?
It's a long story, okay? I'm just... It's my sister's, all right?
It's... You have a sister?
Had.
Oh.
Bro, this is awkward. I'm gonna take the fucking... I'm gonna take the medal from Chip and give it back to...
I gave it back to her.
To Jay. Oh, yeah, you did?
I grab it. Oh, okay, like, okay. Shove it back in my pocket. The safety of my pocket.
Yeah, no, I don't like talking about it.
Hey, you know, my bad.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mean anything by him. So.
It's okay.
Gillian, roll a perception check.
I can perceive that this is uncomfortable.
I got a 5, dude! Jesus no. Christ!
Gillian strikes again!
Gillian. Actually, yeah. Okay, the awkwardness of this exchange clouds your vision.
I also am sad sometimes.
Sorry, buddy, I didn't mean to laugh at you.
Listen, I'd rather not talk about it too much right now.
No.
Let us resolve this village's problems, and then we may resolve our own.
If you're wondering, though, I'm not part of the Navy. No, that's that'd be a little bit insane.
If you were
part
of the Navy, then what we did back on Zero might have been a problem.
Yeah. You think? I'm sure I'm on some shit lists. There's some people who'd be very proud of me.
Well, let's go get that cash reward. I mean, save the town.
Yeah,
that's what matters here.
All right, you guys head back towards the entrance to meet up with the mayor and Julian. When you just see them like literally just standing next to each other, but heads are just facing the opposite direction as Julian taps his foot and the mayor looks visibly uncomfortable.
This is also a very awkward situation.
And Julian goes, hey, are we getting out of here?
Yeah, all good. Let's
ready.
The
way. Kill the trick wizard.
All right, he hits the mayor in the back of the ass with the torch stick, and he goes,
all right, this way. Keep an eye out as well as we walk through the woodlands. Most of the creatures have been friendly recently, but...
yeah, sure.
You can never be too safe.
Hey, anybody got any snacks? I'm feeling a little snacky. Maybe some...
Grub.
Chips, grub. You got grub?
I'm gonna grow.
Oh, I actually had, I have some potato chips in my bag, actually. Always have, like, one on me. I got them at Zero. Here.
Sure.
Hey, do you want some chips, Gil?
What? Why would I devour our poor friend?
What do you mean? They're just...
Why chips. Do you share? Are you of the same family?
What?
What?
They are called.
Chips.
I'm going.
Just
okay.
They're just
very slowly and cautiously.
Why would you eat chip?
What?
Oh God!
What have
that
I done?
Was my brother, Gil.
What have I done,
Gil?
I repent. I'm on my knees.
Oh my God!
I'm on my hands and knees.
How could you do this to me, Gil?
I'm gonna throw it up. I'm gonna throw it up. What have I done?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
You're a poor baby boy.
No, hey, just fucking with you. Come on, let's go.
I have sinned.
No, you're good. Not my brother. Potato-based snack. Very different. I just want to walk through the woods just like crunching these chips really loudly.
Oh, that was your cousin. Oh.
So you're definitely not being stealthy. Good to know. Alrighty.
I'm just like looking around obliviously. Like with a smile on my face. My tune has changed. Still a little
shaky. You remember the money.
Eating the chips, yeah.
Just like the freshwater shrimp eats its own young.
So.
The circle of life.
Did you look that up?
Yes.
You all follow the mayor. Julian hangs back towards whoever's in the back. Where are you guys positioned at the moment? As the mayor leads the direction.
I'm
hanging out with
front.
Julian. I wanna ask him. I wanna talk to him a little bit.
I wanna talk to the mayor.
All right. So yeah, you guys enter the North Woods. And everything is, you know, similar to the woodlands that you've already traversed through to get to the town, except a thin layer of mist lingers on the floors of this forest. So, Jay, you're up in the front with the mayor. Mm-hmm. Chip, you're in the back. That's where.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, buddied up with Julian.
I would be in the, usually I'd be in the front. I'll be in the middle now.
Okay. Yeah.
So, well, they're all paired up.
All right. I'll say, you two, you want to do some talking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. But first, Gillian.
Ayo, that's me.
Go ahead and make a survival check or perception, your choice. Depending
well,
on
I
on
tried perception and I got a 4, so let's try. Survival's a 22, baby!
Good to know.
Let's go. Just learned Grelp is not Grelp.
next to you, Chip, Julian just whips out this, looks like a butterfly pocket knife, and he goes, and when it flicks out, it's actually just a comb, and he starts, you know, fixing up the ruffled pompadour.
It's just some modern day greaser in the middle of this TNT campaign.
I just
want to
be
what can you say, dude? I have a lot of interests.
Just want to be posted up next to him, walking a little campy. My hands are still shaking, but I'm just crunching on these chips. So, Jules, what's
are you like getting them everywhere?
Yeah, they're like everywhere. Some of them are falling. What's up with the what's up with the leather, man?
Eh? I didn't catch your name.
I hold up the chip to his face. Chip.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Appreciate you.
Oh, whatever. But the whole leather thing and the whoosh, whoosh. Come on, what's up, man? What's up with you?
You're not digging the threads?
I mean, sure, I guess.
Little leather's good for you, champ. Shines cool in the moonlight when you're with the babes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
Well, when the moon is up.
Yeah.
Everybody's a critic.
So, the whole angry mob thing, is that like that's your thing, bro?
He slows his pace a little bit and leans a little closer. All I'm saying is, I don't trust that mayor, Chip.
Yeah, I don't trust him either, Jules.
No, Chip, hand me another, please.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Not as far as I can throw him. That's not far, Jules. There's some trickery afoot, Jules. That's what I'm saying.
As you're walking, you can see his knees are a little bit wobbly as well as he's walking through the forest, but he's trying to keep his chest up. Definitely a foot. A foot.
I kill a bug.
You step on a bug. Feels similar to the bug that you killed before, but
another down.
He takes another chip.
Jules, let's say you and me. This thing goes south. It's me and you. Hmm? How about that, Jules? Chip.
Takes it.
I just pop one in his mouth.
Listen, I gotta. I wouldn't mind getting out of here. Feels like I don't belong, but I gotta get answers.
I hear you, man.
I gotta get answers, and I gotta get back at that mayor, whether he's been wrong or not. Got a little problem with him.
you heard you macking on his daughter or something?
You could say something like that. Until he got a... She's even still alive.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
You know...
Pop another one in his mouth.
He never approved.
No, he probably wouldn't. Why? Well, I got your bag if you got mine. If yours is all leathery.
Make a persuasion check.
Sure.
With advantage because of the chips.
Yeah. 18.
Gives you a wink. I trust you. Maybe not the other two, but you got that look in your eyes.
You know me. I pop another one in. I give him a little nudge.
The least trustworthy fucking person.
I start walking forward, and I'm just palling around with Gil while we're walking. Nothing we need to roleplay or anything, but.
Hum. The mayor is ready and prime for questioning. Hum.
I'm just kind of walking with my hands in my pockets a little bit. I'm like, you know, if you had just been honest with your townspeople, you know, I don't think you'd be in such a shit situation, actually. They don't seem to trust you as far as you can throw them.
This man has a way of convincing me not to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you told us pretty easily, you know, so.
Well, it's like wishing upon a star on 11 stars next to each other. Like 11-11. Or on your birthday! You tell the wish and it doesn't come true, or it kills you.
Are you saying he's been, like, threatening to kill you if you tell them?
Sure.
Alright, I mean, that's serious. Okay. I can see where you're coming from now. I guess we'll threaten to kill him back and see how that goes.
I would advise much caution. A powerful man like this, well, would not go down so easily.
I mean, we're pretty powerful too, and she kind of like flexes her no muscles.
I will throw him as hard as I can and see how trustworthy he really is.
What?
Is that not? No, that.
No, it's trust him as far.
Ah, a bug.
I mean, he was close.
He almost got it.
Okay, and that's it.
As you crush that bug.
Why does that have... That doesn't show every
ominous.
Slice it every progression. I uncrush it. Little guy, are you okay?
I'm sorry.
I love how you're just vanquishing every insect within the vicinity.
You did tell me they were evil.
That's true. I also told you to get down and crawl at them.
I am a living repercussion of your actions.
It's so funny.
Oh yeah, what happened with that fucking survival check I made? Am I dying? Am I okay?
As you crush that bug, or as you are keeping an eye out, walking through the North Woods, and you're listening to the sounds of the creatures who are making their way home or to other places, just living their forest life, and hearing slight conversation behind you and the crunching of chips. You notice another rustling in nearby bushes. Just a...
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
Another beast.
Are you going off after it?
I jump at it.
It just is like from the bushes in front of you, Gillian. You see one of those small little beetles.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
With the orange glow underneath its stomach. Illuminating the dirt underneath it.
I draw my whalebone longsword and get on all fours.
Yeah, you do.
What are the rest of you? Julian.
This is very audible and like,
yeah. I definitely stop in my tracks and observe. I observe Gil.
I look over at Julian and I'm like, yo, watch this one.
Julian and the mayor look puzzled and they stop and watch you get down on all fours. You're eye to eye now.
Don't worry, gang. I'll take care of this one.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Sure will.
Another one lands right next to it.
Oh God. I start to back up.
Chip, he's outnumbered. What's he gonna
Guys,
do?
I need the team right now. It's 2-1.
Another one next to it. Now there's three in a row.
Oh no.
I am. I'm gonna try and take a desperate swipe. I wanna try and get all three of them in one slash.
Roll a hit.
Okay. So 13.
Just hits.
Just hits! Do I roll damage?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hitting three bugs.
How do these bugs have an AC of 13 and I only have
I don't
an AC
know,
of 14?
But that is concerning. 11 damage. Total. Ha! Fear not, team.
Right through all three of them as you are in this crouched or form crab position. They all slice in half.
Feral.
Which also, in return, or in turn, slices the bushes behind them clean and cut as well.
I've Woo. Done good.
Yeah, good job. Okay.
Good stuff.
I mean, and you think some wizard will be trouble for me, Gillian Tidestrider? What's behind the bush?
You guys start to hear a as the bushes start to shake.
No!
And then multiple of these small giant fire beetles. Small giant.
I was fucking holding my hair. I was like, not like this, not like this. It's everything's fine. Everything's fine. DMs just don't make me go bald. I'll be okay.
Flying razors, but it is in fact four groups of maybe five or six of these flying giant fire beetles. And that's where we're going to end this session.
God damn it.
No! I just want to go, oh shit.
Oh God.
And now the best part, where I, Gillian Tidestrider, thank the supporters on Patreon of the show in the High Rollers tier. First off, the Big Motherfucking Cheese. I could go for a Big Motherfucking Cheese right now. Yum yum yum, gulp gulp gulp. I'm just gonna read them. Another Shay. CL. Cornier Comet. Curious Cosplayer. Divinator. Ilune. Indie Mindy 9. J. Newell. JRWY Enjoyer. Jumpiest Venus 34. King of Ranch. Old Man Skeletal. Reshi Snivy. Riker Kurotu. Salutatien. Serene is actually a skeleton. Oh no! There is evil inside you! Walmart Man. And your gal pal, Valerie V. Thank you so much to Valerie and all of the other supporters of the show. And I fish you all a wonderful day. That's so stupid. That's so literally...